Hello and welcome to the Game Set Podcast. On today's episode, we'll be breaking down and previewing the 2023 US Open. Let's get into it. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Zach Pika. Zach, how's it going?
It's going great, Alec. I'm ready for another Grand Slam after missing two of them.
Yeah, we've been off the last couple of Grand Slams. They've been pretty thrilling, but we're ready to make some picks again. There's a lot on the line. I think our picks have been pretty good for the last few slams that we've done.
So. I think yours have. I don't think I picked a winner.
That could be true. So I think I got the last three. I think I got Wimbledon, Djokovic last year. U.S. Open was Alcaraz, and then Djokovic, Australian Open, and we didn't do the last two.
Yep.
Think I would not have gotten Wimbledon right with Alcaraz winning that one. That's for sure. I was not going to pick him.
No, I
would pick
Djokovic for sure. I wouldn't have picked either one of them, so that was my mistake.
It doesn't matter. We didn't pick it, so we weren't wrong.
No.
But we'll start off with the men's here and the first half of the draw, the Alcaraz half. He's the number one seed and defending champion here. I think my big first question is not necessarily will he win his section, but who is the first real challenge that's going to be in his path? I'd say he's got a pretty tough draw here, but do you think the first real challenge comes from Sinner in the quarters? Is he going to win his section easily, or is there going to be some trouble?
I think he wins his section easily. I mean, I don't really see anyone. I mean, sure, Norrie could. I mean, Norrie will probably get to like the fourth round. I mean, his hardest opponent's gonna be Griekspoor or
Fiess, Arthur.
I mean, maybe Kokkinakis can take him down, but I mean, I don't think they beat Alcaraz, especially on outdoor hard. Like, I just don't see it. So
I think Kepfer might honestly be the toughest in his section.
That's sad for a first round. I feel like.
I would say so, but Kepfer's solid. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he took a set.
Oh, no, I could see him taking a set, definitely.
But
I don't think he'll take the match, of course. But no, I agree with you that I don't think Alcaraz will be challenged in his section at all.
I think the key for Alcaraz having a chance to repeat here is going to be straight sets for the first four rounds. If he can do that, yes. I think that's going to help him tremendously, because I don't think he would likely do that if he did play Sinner. Maybe it's Medvedev. He seems to match up well with Medvedev, so he might be able to take him in straight sets. But that Sinner match is going to take a lot out of him, regardless of what the outcome is.
Dude, so I think for him, hopefully it's not a repeat of last year.
For Sinner?
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that.
I like both of them. I like their matches. You know, they're fun to watch. I don't know if I agree yet that they're the next greatest duo. But they're quite good. So
yeah, and then section two, speaking of Jannik Sinner, he's the highest seed here, the sixth seed in the second section, and so he's gonna be a tougher section for sure. He's got Zverev in there.
He's gonna feel the pain.
Yeah,
so I think key for Sinner, same as Alcaraz, I mean straight sets, but I think he's gonna be struggling through this. Do you think he'll play Stan Wawrinka in the third round?
I'm not sure, actually. I mean, Stan the Man would have to be Nishioka first round, which is pretty tough. And if he can do that, then I think
just needs to get into his head.
I think he could beat Echeverry. Yeah.
You think he could beat Echeverry?
I think so, yeah.
I think
he
can.
Yeah. I mean, Echeverry, I haven't seen him prove anything at Grand Slams.
I don't remember the last time I saw him in a match. I won't lie.
He's just playing all the small tournaments and doing well in those, I think.
Well, yeah, apparently. I mean, he's seeded 30.
It's pretty good.
So
more of a clay guy, I think.
What about sleeper pick in this section? Former Grand Slam champ Andy Murray.
Andy Murray? I think Murray versus Dimitrov, second round. I think they'll play each other. I think that would be interesting. I do actually have Murray winning that. I think it's a good matchup for him. But then Zverev, former U.S. Open finalist, he's been finding his rhythm. When I picked him in our picks that we do, he had a terrible tournament. But outside of that, he's actually been doing
pretty well. I don't think he's ever done well when we pick him.
No, he's had some good tournaments in the past few months, I think. Few weeks.
I mean, I think he beats Murray in the third round.
I think so. I think it's Zverev Sinner in the fourth round, and that would be a good match.
Yeah, that would be a nice one. I do think Sinner takes it.
I do. Sinner in four, I would say.
I'd say Sinner in five. I
won't, really?
Yeah, I think.
You think so?
I think if Serov can make it to the fourth round, I think he'll take him to five sets.
Okay. Yeah, I could see it.
So, I mean, they don't... They kind of play similarly.
I mean, Zverev's more of a big serve when he's playing well.
Yes.
But I think Sinner would beat him. And I think we're going to get Sinner Alcaraz.
In the quarters again. And
Alcaraz is going to win.
Okay.
Another thriller.
Okay, that's fair.
But I think it would be the five setter. And I think it would take a lot out of him like last year. It almost feels weird that could happen. Like, it just doesn't feel like they should play another quarterfinal five set.
No, dude, I want to see him in the final.
Well, obviously that would be nice too. It just feels like there's going to be a letdown if they meet each other again in the same round. Like, one of them is just going to, you know, not live up to the moment and just lose in three sets or something unexpectedly.
Probably be Sinner, and everyone will say that Sinner is not as good as everyone thinks because he can't make it past the quarters despite playing the world number one all the time.
Probably. He's had chances, though. I mean,
he came close. I mean, he beat him earlier this year.
In Miami.
Best of three, yeah. But to be fair, Alcaraz got a little injured.
Yeah, it's still a little different. The best of three versus best of five. Not everybody's built for the best of five. But I have Alcaraz. Do you have Sinner?
Yeah.
Living up to the moment?
I have Sinner beating him.
I can't believe it.
No, that doesn't sound like you at all. Let's go. Let's get the wrong picks going.
Sinner into the semis, knocking out the reigning champion.
Yep, I do.
Wow. So into the third quarter, and the trend here that we're seeing is that this top half of the draw is monstrous, in my opinion, compared to the bottom half. That's where we have... Not the reigning champion, but the 2 years ago champion, right? Daniil Medvedev, the three seed. So we have the one seed and the three seed here in the top half. And his section is... It's no gimme, but I think he should beat anybody that comes through. Chorich is a potential third round match, and then Demon Time, Alex de Minaur in the fourth round.
You don't think Nishikori, former U.S. Open finalist, can bring him down?
No, I do not. I also don't think Wu Yibing can.
No, I mean, if Wu Yibing's heart literally could get into it, I think he could.
Yeah.
Even though he lost to him last year.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, I love watching Wu, but, I mean, he's basically dying on the court.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Medvedev over Demon to win this quarter, and Medvedev into the quarters.
Yeah, no, I have Medvedev into the quarters as well. So, and I feel like he can probably take it pretty easy, despite my hopes and dreams of Wu. But
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if Wu made a run, took down de Minaur, and faced Medvedev in the fourth round.
He just needs a pacer. That's all he needs. He just needs a pacer.
Yeah, he might need a new ticker. An interesting match here. What do you think about Baez versus Chorich in the first round? Do you think that's easy Chorich, or do you think that
could
go either way?
No, I think it's easy Chorich. Okay. I think Chorich is doing pretty well in the tournament he's in right now, the Winston-Salem. And, I don't know, dude, Baez, I just feel like...
Isn't Baez also in, or did he just lose today?
He might actually play later today.
Okay.
But I'm not completely sure just because of the rate suspensions. So, I don't know. I think they're, like, both good, but they both just have a tendency to randomly. I don't know. I think it'll be fun to watch, but I think I have Chorich winning it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think Chorich could lose to Nishikori.
Oh, okay.
So. But I just kind of want to see. Nishikori.
That would be fun to see Nishikori.
He just has to get to five sets, and it's an automatic win for any opponent. So
yeah, true.
He's only played like a couple tournaments this year though since he came back.
He just came back a few weeks ago.
So we got some time.
Yeah, and then the fourth section here. So to end off the top half of the draw, we have Rublev's section. Rublev, the eight seed, A lot of interesting names in this section too. This is it's a gauntlet.
Dude, seeing Berrettini versus, if you were told me that Berrettini was playing Umber and you were gonna tell me that Umber was the bright or like the seeded player, I would never believe you.
That would be shocking. Yeah. And then not only them, but we also have Hurkacz, the 17 seed, and Khachanov, the 11 seed. Khachanov, the semifinalist or quarterfinalist from last year? Semifinalist.
Yeah, semifinalist, yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
He also made the semifinal at Wimbledon last year, too.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. No, he lost to...
Maybe Kyrgios or something. Then he got revenge at the U.S. Open.
At one point, yeah.
I think he got revenge at the U.S. Open. So. But... Yeah, Khachanov's had injuries. I don't think he's played
early
French Open.
I don't think he played at the French Open, did he?
I thought he did, but okay. Maybe not. Somewhere around there, he stopped playing. And then, of course, John Isner in this section playing his last tournament. I mean, he might... Maybe he'll play another tournament or something, but he's effectively retired.
Yeah, he's effectively retired, but, you know, he might come back.
Yeah.
He might, like...
Play Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas or Atlanta. You know, like he'll probably play those. But rip Big John. So sad.
Yeah, gentle giant.
I'm so sad.
So then the question is, will he win the first round against Facundo Diaz Acosta?
Man, I really hope so, but I don't know, dude. He's just... I want him to put his all into this last one, but I don't know if he really will.
Yeah.
He's just so slow on the courts now.
It's true. He needs to... I mean, how many aces will he get if this goes to, like, five sets? Probably 50?
I don't know. Even his aces numbers have been a bit low.
It's true. But U.S. Open, I feel like it's pretty quick.
Diaz Acosta, was indoor hard court.
That's true. I don't know. Diaz Acosta is small. That might help, too.
Is he small?
I don't know. I said if he's small.
Oh, let's show him. I'll go do a quick search. Okay. See if he's a small boy. Well, he's 6 feet.
All right, so...
Not super small, but...
No.
Hey, man, he barely plays, so... Yeah. Maybe Isner can take advantage of that. The real question is just, Isner beat whoever he faces in the second round?
No, I mean, if Khachanov is healthy, I mean, he could even... Khachanov could lose to Michael Momo. But I think Isner is capped after a one-round victory. But, boy, that would be sweet if he could reel off a couple.
If he could take home dub make some tournament.
Let's be realistic.
Dude, and on a high note.
That would certainly be a high note, yeah. Good luck with that one.
What do you think about Draper in this section?
I mean, he's been hurt for a while, right? There's too many big names here.
Isn't it Rublev who constantly praises him?
I think Draper's really good, but... It's just tough to come back from injury and second round against Hurkacz. Like, I don't think he's winning that.
Hurkacz is bad.
No.
He's bad when I picked him. He lost first round.
Well, I don't care. He's good. Players give him respect. I feel like players give a lot of respect to Hurkacz. And they're,
yeah, no,
was
they're
it
really
Budlik who said, I hope I never have to play you again?
Yeah,
no. Like that. Big serve. Good game. I mean.
Do you think Hurkacz could beat a healthy Khachanov? I don't think he could.
He could, yeah.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, we'll have to see. If Khachanov was actually healthy, I think he would have the slight advantage, but...
That's fair. I just like Khachanov and Rublev playing against each other and together. They're just so much fun to watch. What about the... We have tall, big John, tall man, and we got small man Schwartzman in this section, too.
Garbage. He's not getting past the first round. He's not going to beat Artur Rinderknecht.
Rinderknecht.
And if he does, he'll lose to Berrettini or Umber.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if Berrettini and Schwartzman won their first rounds and play each other in the second round? I think that'd be hilarious.
I'd watch that.
So, apparently, there's some, I don't think there's any, like, outside the court, like, beef, but Rublev and Rusevori, apparently. Apparently, Rusevori's is, like, kryptonite. Or something like that. I was reading about it. Uh-oh. Like, Rublev doesn't like playing against him. He always struggles.
Uh-oh.
So he's got him first round.
Oh, no. I had Rublev making it to the fourth round. Uh-oh.
People were also saying, but these same people were also saying that Gael Monfils could somehow make it to the fourth round. And I feel like that's a stretch.
I don't think the best of five is good for Monfils anymore. No.
I mean, he plays a qualifier first round.
He limps through best of threes. I don't think he's going to be playing 4-hour matches back-to-back in the know, Flushing Meadows Heat.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
Yeah, maybe Mumphies can win his first one, but yeah, after that.
I agree. So you have Rublev winning fourth round right against whoever?
I have Hurkacz over Rublev in the fourth round.
Okay. I have Rublev over Khachanov.
Yeah, I have Hurkacz to win the section.
But
and then,
what, we got a court, we got the, do you have, what's his name, who did I just forget? Medvedev winning in the quarters.
Yes, I have Medvedev over Hurkacz. Yes. I think that would be a good match.
I have Medvedev over Rublev. So, sadly, unfortunately for Rublev, has to lose in the quarters once again. So, but hey, maybe if he was the first round, he wanted to feel that pain again.
Maybe, yeah.
So, and then, okay, so then you have Medvedev versus Alcaraz in your semifinals. So
I do.
Who goes?
Yeah, Medvedev is it's not an easy matchup for Alcaraz, but it's a mismatch. I think Medvedev would have all his work cut out for him to even win a set against Alcaraz, honestly, from what we've seen. And Medvedev he's got to try something other than standing super far back, because Alcaraz's game is just too good for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if it's Alcaraz-Medvedev, I'm picking Alcaraz for sure.
Cool. I am going to be having Medvedev beating Sinner in the semifinals. So Medvedev will be going back to the finals.
Medvedev into the finals. Wow. Yes.
So.
All right, now into the bottom half. So Novak Djokovic's half. In the first section here, we have Casper Ruud, the 5 seed, and the reigning runner-up at the U.S. Open here. Lost to Alcaraz, and I think it was 4 sets in the final last year. I think up until the fourth round, I think this will be pretty straightforward. He does have Korda to deal with, but I think he's got some really good best-of-five experience.
Based on what we're hearing about Korda tonight, I don't know if he's going to even be able to play.
He might not be in it from an injury, but yeah, I like Ruud to make it to the fourth round here. I don't know.
What do you think about Triple Z?
Triple Z?
Yeah, that's what they call...
Zhang?
Yeah, that's what they call him. They call him Triple Z now.
Don't know anything about him. So I think Ruud's going to beat him. But he's not going to get past JJ Wolf. Triple Z, is he?
I don't know. Apparently, Triple Z's been doing pretty well recently. I mean, he's now the high... I mean, he's above Wu now for the highest ranked male Chinese player in the rankings. So... possible, but I mean, I don't really know how well he does on hardcore. Like, outdoor hardcore. So,
I'm going to say Ruud makes it past Triple Z.
I mean, Ruud has to make it to the final in order to keep up with his, whatever, I don't even know what you'd call it. His streak of going final, first round, final, first round, final, first round. And he lost in the first round at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
So, it's tough.
So yeah, he's due for a final.
Yeah. Not a win, though.
No.
Not a win.
No.
So...
But
you think Francis TFO is going to be the biggest problem?
I think TFO is going to meet Ruud in the fourth round, and I actually think the big foe is going to beat him.
I think the big foe also beats
we're
him.
We're on the same page.
You know, we like the big foe. Dude, he said last year, I'm winning this tournament sometime, and it's time.
Yeah, tennis players, never wrong about that.
No, he would know.
He would know. He'll win it.
Yeah.
Maybe not this year, but he'll win it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have big foe over Ruud to make the quarters and win this section.
What do you think of Richard Gasquet? Anything?
Richard Gasquet?
Yeah.
Not much. I have more respect for him than I used to, but...
Did you have any respect for him?
No, I had no respect, and now I have some.
Okay.
Yeah, him and Mannarino, they've been growing on me, those old Frenchmen. I just kind of feel bad for them. They got whooped through their whole careers by the big three, and now they're actually doing something.
Be better. That's what Alcaraz did. He just became better.
Just be good, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, Gasquet and Mannarino, it's cute that they're in the same section. What if it's Gasquet and Mannarino in the fourth round?
Ooh, that's literally impossible.
Is it? Oh. Mannarino Gasquet in the second round.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of lines on my screen here.
Yeah. So.
So that's very possible then.
Yeah, it's probably likely.
Yeah, they just played each other, I think, in the first round this week.
Oh, they did?
I think so.
Who won? Gasquet did, didn't he?
Yeah, because he lost a quarter to that. Yeah. Yeah, but I, okay, so both of us have Faux over Ruud.
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Casper. Dude, I love Casper, though.
It's all right. Casper can go play golf once he
loses. Now, he can go to a concert.
That's what and play doing. Golf.
He's going to the weekend or some shit.
It's always the weekend for Casper Ruud. So into the sixth section here, the Holga Rune section, the 4 seed.
It's the U.S. Open, so it's Tommy Paul's section.
I like me some Tommy Paul. Tommy Paul could win this section.
I don't watch it. I do not understand. Like, I don't know what I'm watching when I watch Tommy Paul.
He's good.
No, he just goes.
I like him. He's been playing very well against Alcaraz. I think they went 1-1 in a couple of weeks. But
do you think he's going to get through Alejandro Davidovich-Fokina?
I actually don't. I think ADF Alejandro Davidovich-Fokina is going to make the fourth round, is what I put down here. And now I'm actually less confident on that than I was before. I feel like ADF doesn't play the best at slams.
He also he could be injured still, I think.
That would also make it
so he had to retire 2 tournaments ago, I believe, against Djokovic. That he was actually looking pretty well against Djokovic, too, but then he got injured after the first set and had to retire.
Yeah, I do.
But Djokovic was also just looking bad.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? I'm going to switch it up. I'm going Tommy Paul instead. I'm going Tommy Paul over ADF in the third round. And then still have Runa winning the section.
Not Bublik.
No Bubi.
No Thiem.
No Bubby. No Karatsev. No Thiem.
Dude, I just want Thiem to be good. I want to see
him. I mean, this, yeah, it's a special place for him. His only Grand Slam. But
what do you think of Shelton? I swear he's basically the hype just around him is crazy right now.
He's just the new Opelka for me.
Ooh. What does that mean?
He's just fine. I don't really care about him. Just another U.S. guy. Dude, I like Tommy Paul more.
I hate Opelka, so he is not the same for me.
Is he even, like, trying to come back from injury?
I was going to talk about this, actually, because I read his wiki to, like, figure out what in, like, the last tournament he played. Dude, his wiki is brutal to him. So, like, basically, it finishes off the 2022 year, and it says that he lost to this person at this tournament, this person at this tournament, this person at this tournament, all in the first round. That, like, it literally just laundry lists his, like, 4 straight losses. And then it says 2023, hiatus out of 100, no text. So they do him dirty.
Wow. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on with Opelka, but
I mean, I don't even think he, like, was part of, like, did he withdraw?
I don't even
at all, or, like, was he even
Drew, I think was. He was. Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he withdrew.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's not playing at all. So.
But, yeah, I don't really care about Ben Shelton.
Yeah, no, I don't really know anything.
I like Rune over Paul is what I would pick if I had to. But there's some potential in this section. We got Roman Safulin, Lahechka.
I have Fokina winning this section.
Over Runa or over?
Yeah.
So you think he's not going to underarm serve at 8-all in the 5th set tiebreak this time?
No, I don't think he's going to.
That would help.
So, I do think, though, that he's going to win this section.
And then play Big Faux in the quarters?
Yes. And, of course, Big Faux taking it. He's the Big Faux.
I have Big Faux over Rune.
Okay.
I have some respect
straight
for TFO.
Semifinals.
TFO for into the semis for the second year in a row.
That was going to be so sad when it was his first round.
That would be brutal to Lerner Tien.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
I guess USA. Wild card. A wild card. Uh-oh. Could be like some 16-year-old prodigy.
He's 17.
Uh-oh.
He turned pro this year, and he is ranked 770 in the world right now.
He got a wild card? Is he like, why did he get a wild card?
Dude, I have no idea. There's literally no information about this guy.
That's concerning, but I'm sure we'll be fine. Big Foe's got it.
Yeah, he is, man. Oh, he earned a wild card into the main draw of the 2022 US Open.
What'd he do? Lost?
Yeah.
Oh. Weird.
So
I think TFO probably can get through the first round. I feel he's got a pretty good draw the first couple rounds.
Yeah, I do too.
Maybe even third round, probably. And then it gets a little tougher.
Okay, so big foe for both of us. Do we love the big foe over here?
I like big foe.
I love the forehands. Forehands are just
the It's got the whippy whip. Forehand, yeah. Seventh section, conveniently, we have the seven seed. One, Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Woo!
The Greek god.
He just did an AMA.
On Reddit or something?
Yeah, like Tennis Reddit today.
Cool.
I didn't read it because I don't fucking care. But
oh, well.
A little tidbit.
Will he get through the first round this year?
Dude, I don't know. He is...
It's a tough draw.
Yeah.
Ranić.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where to ever place him. You know, I feel like half the time I guess that he's going to do bad and then he makes the final. Like,
that's why I think he's going to lose first round, so I'm picking him to win the section.
Gotcha. Yeah. I understand.
Even though, also in this section... 9 seed American Taylor Fritz, who I think also lost. They were like the two big upsets in the first round last year. Now they're in the same section as the 7 and the 9 seed this year. And it's a tough section. There's obstacles. Christopher Eubanks, who beat Tsitsipas at Wimbledon, I think, the 28 seed. He had to play him in the 4th round.
Yep.
And then Lorenzo Musetti, the machete himself,
nice.
Would be playing Taylor Fritz in the 4th or in the 3rd round.
He might go through two qualifiers.
He might.
To even get to the third round.
So. Yeah, it's a good draw.
Fritz, I feel like Fritz is going to take this section personally.
Should.
I'm believing in him right now, and maybe that'll be his downfall. Maybe I shouldn't, but I'm believing in him.
Your picks haven't gone necessarily the best for people.
No. What do you think of, what is his name, Kecmanovic in this section?
Kecmanovic?
I don't know. I feel like it feels a little weird.
He's been up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird for him not being seeded to me.
He's probably close, right?
Probably.
Yeah. A little bit.
But. So. Okay, well, so you have Fritz winning or no?
No, I have Tsitsipas over Fritz.
Oh, you do? Yeah, because Tsitsipas is, you think he's going to lose in the first round, therefore he's going to win the section.
He's
going to
win the section. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to be choosing Fritz then.
Fritz over Tsitsipas or over Eubanks or Ranić? Or Soonwoo Kwon?
Oh, you mean Popperin?
Alexei Popperin, tournament winner.
I'm going to go Tsitsipas. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he makes a fourth round finally.
Fritz over. See, I feel like if Tsitsipas can get that far, I feel like he'll beat Fritz. But who knows?
Fritz will have the home crowd. That's all he needs.
Yeah, I mean, I would think he would have the home crowd.
So, although he looks at his box a little too much, in my opinion.
Fritz?
Yeah.
They're both big box guys.
They are.
Tsitsipas and Fritz love box.
Yeah, they do.
Just looking at it, talking to it, yeah. All right, that gets us into the final section, the Novak Djokovic section. Also in this section, the 15 seed, Felix Auger-Aliassime, who sucks now.
He feels so bad for me, so bad.
I mean, he can't even make it far enough in tournaments to where I watch the tournaments. I haven't seen him play all year.
He's won one match, I think, in the last like 3 tournaments. It was against Berrettini.
Yeah, Felix, bad.
Yeah, I can't.
He's not the Canadian chosen one.
No, dude, he was up there. Dude, I think he made it to like 6 or 7 in the world.
I think he
and
did.
Just never again.
Yeah.
Why is he so garbage?
Will he win the first round? I don't think so.
I don't think so. He was
Mackie no. McDonald's good. I like Mackie. Yeah, I don't think he's going to beat Mackie. And then...
It's sad, there's so many qualifiers in this section.
Yeah, convenient, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Djokovic compared to Alcaraz and anybody in the top half really has, I would say, a much easier draw. Jera or maybe Brandon Nakashima in the third round.
Sure, buddy. Yeah, sure, buddy.
Interesting. I mean, we have not seen Novak Djokovic dominate the U.S. Open.
No.
I mean, in his career, certainly, like, as a whole, but...
I mean, he's only won it 3 times.
Right, and last year, couldn't play because of COVID, or because, you know, vaccine issues. The year before...
Got dumpstered. He was in the final against Medvedev.
That's right. He lost the final to Medvedev, and the year before, that was the one where he got...
Disqualified
by hitting the line judge with the ball on accident.
Pablo Carreño Busta. Who is not even in this tournament.
No, he's injured.
He's always injured.
Yeah, he's been having a tough time.
So, so you have Novak winning
this. I have Djokovic over whoever through this section. Maybe Cerundolo, maybe McDonald, or maybe a qualifier, because there's a million of them.
I think he does take this section over Cerundolo.
Yep, and then I have him beating Tsitsipas pretty easily in the quarterfinals.
See, this is where I've been struggling.
Oh, no.
Okay. Because part of me thinks that Fritz could do it.
No.
But he probably won't.
He won't.
So I think I have to choose Djokovic to win in the quarters, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Which makes me sad. So.
Then, so we have TFO versus Djokovic, both of us. I think I know what you might be picking.
I mean, you do. Are you taking the big fall? Right. Let's go.
I would be very happy for TFO if he could do that and make his first Grand Slam final. I do not think he'll beat Djokovic.
You're just a hater.
Hater, realist.
You only picked the one in two seats.
Have I been wrong?
No.
I think, well, what seat was Alcaraz last year? Oh, you probably was the one or two. Yeah. Probably the one. With them, Djokovic.
Once no, Djokovic Daniel was... Medvedev was the first seed last year, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah, because he was the first person outside the Big Four to be seeded at a number one in a tournament since Andy Roddick in 2004.
Okay.
And I'll do...
Well, Alcaraz is still a high seed.
I'll do quick research. Yeah, Medvedev was first. Rafael Nadal was two. Uh-huh. And Alcaraz was three.
Okay.
So...
So, yeah, I didn't pick a top two seed.
That's true, you did
the
not.
The three seed.
He deserved it, though. He was basically the top seed.
Yeah. Well, he is now. And, yeah, so I have Djokovic over TFO into the final, where we will once again get Djokovic versus Alcaraz in the final. See, that's the tough part. I think if Alcaraz can get through relatively unscathed, through Sinner and Medvedev, assuming they're there, I think he would beat Djokovic. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to have to battle Sinner, battle Medvedev, and he's going to be a little more worn down. Djokovic won't have to battle as hard, and I think Djokovic would win. But it's tough picking as Carlos. He has that magic in him where it's so hard to pick against him. Like, the only reason I think he wouldn't win is because I think his, you know, the cramping or maybe some other just little small injury would drain him a bit. And it's just a lot to be the reigning champion. It's a lot to take. I think Djokovic is going to win over Alcaraz in the final.
Okay. Big foe in four.
Foe over...
Medvedev.
Medvedev in four.
Yep.
Wow.
You heard it here.
This is the year.
This is the year.
TFO first.
America comes back for the U.S.
It's Open. Coming home.
Yep.
For America. Wow. Because that would be the first American male Grand Slam winner since...
Pete Sampras and like...
Roddick, right?
Oh, yeah. Roddick in 2004.
I think Roddick, yeah. The only one who's won.
Yeah, I forgot about Roddick.
The 2000s.
And then it's Pete Sampras in like the 19... something.
Yeah. It's coming home to America.
No, Andy Roddick in 2003.
Whatever year it was.
Yeah, 2003, because that's the year that... Because 2004 was when Federer won three of the four.
Okay. Well, it's coming home. I got Djokovic over Alcaraz. You have TFO over Medvedev.
Let's go.
In four.
In four.
I'll say Djokovic over Alcaraz in five.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. All right, now we'll do our rapid-fire women's picks here. We're still not very knowledgeable whatsoever in women's tennis, but Grand Slam's the time to watch it. It's a lot easier to watch it. Don't have to have a separate app. It's, well, yeah, free with cable TV.
Yeah.
Swiatek, reigning champ, number one seed.
Yeah, probably the favorite. Yeah, she's making it to the final. She does have some tough competition coming up. I mean...
Tough draw.
She does have Coco Gauff in the quarterfinals, which, you know, could prove troublesome.
Could.
So, Coco Gauff just won her first
time against Stratec.
Yep, and Shell's
time playing her.
I can't. Was it a WTA or WTA 1000 that she just won, right? Yeah.
I couldn't remember if it was 1000 or not, and it was pretty good. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
So, and then she also has to go through
Rybakina.
Yeah. Which could also prove to be a little bit of a problem. Because doesn't she have, like, she has a pretty...
Probably. I don't know if they played a ton of times, but...
It's like, I think she's like, 3-1 right now, record over her, so...
Sounds right.
Sounds like a kryptonite right into the semifinals.
So who are you picking to make the finals, and who's going to win?
Iga Świątek and Ons Jabeur, just like last year.
And Iga's going to win it again?
Yeah. Sorry, Ons.
I'm going to go... Elena Rybakina over Świątek in the semifinal.
Okay.
And then Rybakina over Pegula
in the final. Okay.
Mixing things up. I'm not going to pick Świątek this time.
Okay.
For the first time in probably since we've been doing this. Why do you always call her Peluga? She's not a whale.
I
Pegula.
I can't fucking read, you know this?
Well, Pegula, because she's good, and this is going to be her best Grand Slam
she
result.
She's the third seed,
and
to be
it's America.
Peluga the Beluga.
Yeah, Jessica Pegula. JPEG, you could call her that.
JPEG?
That's her nickname, yeah, JPEG.
Do they actually call her JPEG?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Jessica Pegula, JPEG.
That's cool. But I probably shouldn't call her a Beluga whale. That sounds pretty disrespectful.
Yeah, Peluga. That's
Peluga.
But yeah, so I got Rybakina, you got Świątek.
Yeah.
And then I have Djokovic, you have
Big Foe.
Those are our picks. Thanks everybody for listening, and looking forward to Australian Open next year already.